We've got some great guests coming to Point of the Spear in February. The book is called Queens of Jerusalem, The Women Who Dared to Rule, and author Catherine Pangonis is here to tell us all about it.
This book really captures the many different peoples living in Jerusalem at this time, because as listeners are aware, I'm sure, Jerusalem is home to religious sites for the three great Abrahamic religions. You know, right. We have the Chapel of the Holy Sepulchre, we have the Al-Aqsa Mosque, the Dome of the Rock, and of course also sites very important to Judaism. So pilgrims from across the world are drawn to this city.
His book is called Angels of Mercy, and from World War II TV, author Paul Woodage joins us now.
There's a particular moment overnight between the 6th and the 7th when the village pretty much is in the hands of the Germans by then, that a German officer wants treatment for a wound he has sustained, and he won't take his pistol and holster off, and Bob says, well, you're not coming in unless you take the weapon off. And the Germans kind of forcefully saying, look, we're holding the town. I can just push you aside and come in if I want. And Bob kind of says, because the guy spoke English, yeah, but you won't get my treatment.
His book is called Sierra 6, the 11th book in the Gray Man series, and number one New York Times bestselling author Mark Greaney joins us now.
For this book, I kind of had an idea of going back into my hero, Port Gentry's past. He was a member of a paramilitary force, and his call sign was Sierra 6, which is where the title comes from. I think my idea initially for this book was I'd like to delve into Port's past, not exactly an origin story, but to show you some of his background, right, and keep it with something contemporary at the same time.
Plus, to celebrate Black History Month, we'll be highlighting African-American military history. Among our guests will be Linda Hervieu, author of Forgotten, the untold story of D-Day's Black heroes at home and at war. It's a jam-packed February you won't want to miss, all here on Point of the Spear.